A month ago today, 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer who apparently is claiming self-defense. Trayvon Martin was unarmed, and there is a growing outcry for an arrest. Rallies are planned all around the country today calling for justice. And Baltimore's former mayor and now dean of Howard Law, Kurt Schmoke, is also a voice condemning this case. And he joins us now. Kurt, it's great to talk with you.
Same to you, Mary Beth.
I guess I should call you Dean Schmoke. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. Doing fine. Just working hard.
What went through your mind when you first heard about this case?
Well, I felt the real sense of what a tragedy this is for everybody. I was also concerned that didn't think that the Sanford police handled the initial case very well. But and as an initial matter, as dean of a law school that has a long history of being involved in civil rights cases, I wrote to Benjamin Crump, who is the attorney for the family, and offered the assistance of Howard Law School because I really felt at that time when I saw the Sanford police not doing anything that this matter was probably going to end up as a wrongful death civil lawsuit. And a small firm like the Crump law firm was probably going to need extra help, and that's why I offered the assistance of the law school. Now the federal government is in and the state government, so there's just much more activity than there was at the time that I wrote my letter.
Yeah, I was going to say this campaign, this crusade, probably hadn't even really taken off yet.
Correct. But I've also been trying to talk to people about the case, and, what I've found is that I can really reach common ground with people when I take the racial aspects out of it and just ask folks to think about, kind of the cardinal rule that parents tell their children, regardless of race, as they're, walking along the street, which is, don't talk to strangers. And if you think about it in that fashion, here you have a young teenager walking to his father's home. Somebody is pulling up beside him in a car, a stranger in the car. That stranger gets out of the car and he's armed and he says, "Hey, come let me talk to you." Well, most parents would say in that situation, you don't go over to that stranger. You move on. You either run, you find safety. And when I explain to people in that fashion, they usually say, "Yeah, no teenager's supposed to go over and talk to a stranger. It's not like he's a uniformed policeman or something like that." So, there was really no duty for Trayvon Martin to stop and talk to Mr. Zimmerman, the shooter. And from what we hear now from Zimmerman's friend, when he was asked on TV over the weekend, why did this escalate into anything that the guy could allege self-defense? He said, well, if Trayvon had just told him where he was going or who he was, this wouldn't have happened. Well, Trayvon didn't have to talk to the man. That's the whole point of why folks are saying this.
What angers you most about this particular case?
Obviously the death of the young man, but the way in which the Sanford police handled this is just outrageous. And you know that, this were, a different situation, I think they would have handled it, particularly the race of the individuals, that they would have handled it in a different fashion.
Okay, Mayor Kurt Schmoke and now Dean of Howard Law, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, all the best.